Authors of a new memoir about the death penalty in Illinois say it has relevance for the entire legal system. Former Governor George Ryan and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Maurice Posley wrote, "Until I Could Be Sure, How I Stopped the Death Penalty in Illinois." It's about Ryan's moratorium on executions and then the commutation of sentences for everyone then on death row. Charlie Schlenker has more from an interview done by Edith Brady Lenny.
Former Illinois Governor George Ryan says he had always supported the death penalty, but started to doubt after watching coverage of Anthony Porter, released after student journalists acquired a confession from a different man in the killing for which Porter was convicted. Ryan says he likens capital punishment in the state to flying an airplane that crashes three times a week. He asks, would you let the plane continue to fly?
No, we've had enough of this, and we're crashing too many times, so we got to close down the system and find out what's wrong with it and get it fixed, and still have it.
Ryan says at the time the moratorium and commutation weren't popular.
Well, it was not very pleasant, frankly. I didn't have anybody on my staff that stood with me. Everybody there was, I had to work against. From my chief of staff to right down to everybody in the staff, they admonished me for doing what I was doing.
He says the exception was Matt Bettenhausen, an aide for death penalty issues. Ryan says another reason he commuted death sentences was the legislature didn't do much with 85 recommendations from a reform commission. He didn't think that made the system proof against wrongful convictions.
And, of course, it was an election year, and the only thing that passed the General Assembly after all the work that commission put in was a tape recording of confessions. I didn't want to leave office and be at home watching the news to find out that some poor innocent guy that I ignored was executed and he was an innocent man or woman.
Since then, the public has come to view Ryan's decisions on capital punishment more favorably. Ryan's co-author, Maurice Posley, says until Ryan's action death penalty opponents focused on the moral question, whether it's right to kill people to deter crime. Since then, he says, it's whether the system makes mistakes.
The innocence debate that was really fueled by what the governor did propelled the abolition movement.
The National Registry of Exonerations has recorded more than 2,600 wrongful convictions in the U.S. since 1989. More than 300 of them are in Illinois, second only to Texas. Posley says Ryan's story remains important because many of the problems that exist in capital cases are also present in the rest of the legal system and the 3,000 counties in the U.S., each with separate prosecutors.
And there are their own little fiefdom. And within those counties are multiple law enforcement agencies, and getting change to come in a uniform way is virtually impossible. What you hope is that over the passage of time that you get more and more people saying, well, this is what we have to do. This is the right thing to do.
The book is Until I Could Be Sure, How I Stopped the Death Penalty in Illinois. Ryan co-wrote it with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Maurice Posley. This story was produced from an interview done by reporter Edith Brady Lunny. I'm Charlie Schlenker.